Custom prints, storage, chairs, and tech. And now save up to $175 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 2-1.
Good Saturday morning from the KIIC News and Weather Center. This is your weather update for all of southern Iowa. These cloudy skies will make way for some sunny skies this afternoon. Your high around 37 degrees for Sunday. Your high around 32. When we get to next week, a warm-up on the way. Monday's high around 44. Tuesday, the high around 47. Wednesday, your high around 41 degrees.
It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Jason Summers brings you live interviews with the area's sports headliners.
Oh, that's horrible. That is some rude broadcasting, brother.
With clear and concise analysis.
Carter Isley!
Wow!
He stepped to the left or to the right. To the left or to the right.
Jason takes you through today's complex sports stories and makes them simple.
And this is Jason Summers, who will be ending the day. I am still jacked up on the dude.
And now, from his Community First Credit Union man cave.
Buckle up, boys. Don't look, dull.
This might get hairy.
It's the Coach's Corner.
Attention, this is your captain speaking. I've got good news and bad news. The good news is we'll be landing immediately. Bad news is we're crash landing.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome into the Coach's Corner. Yes, indeed, Jacob Briggs. We have crash landed on a sun-dripped Saturday morning. How about that? The last Saturday in January. Jacob, this has been a fast January.
It has been.
That's not a bad thing.
No,
not a bad thing at all, because it means that we're getting closer to February. By the way, that's where we'll be next week on Saturday morning. We'll be in the month of February, and we're going to be down in Bridgeview. I'm excited. You know, postseason action is coming, and wrestling is going to get into getting the Outlaws together. And you know, boy, the Wrestling Outlaws, Jason Stewart, Travis Zapital, Kevin Cochran, and Joe Sinclair, along with Shane Holmes, will join me as we get into wrestling. And we're going to have bodies everywhere. Jacob, you are going to be you're going to run out of toes and fingers to push all the right buttons.
Yep.
And rumor has it you know how to push the buttons.
I'd like to think so.
Yes, the best producer in all the business. But you're going to be very busy. And by the way, we're going to be, I'm so excited about next weekend. The South Central Conference Wrestling Tournament going to take place at Bridgeview, Rumble on the River. It is going to be, folks, you just need to be there. I know. And the good news is that with all of our broadcasts and all the video casts, you can go back and watch it at your on demand. So you can be there live and in person, which I would encourage you, because I think you cannot replace the ambience, the feel, the smell, the taste. Sometimes the taste. Trust me, I've been in some tight gyms where you tasted the guy across the gym's breakfast. You know, Coach Archer just walked in, and I think he's about ready to walk out. Good morning, Coach. We're going to talk with Coach Archer. He's had a good week. The boys continue to have success. Big wins last night. Not easy to do. Go on the road and get wins in the conference. But, hey, that's what the ladies and the guys did on the basketball court. The wrestling teams, good week. We're going to catch with Zach Owens. Hopefully he's in action, so we're going to have to bounce between matches and catch him. Coach Darren Helm will set us up. You know, on Saturday morning next week, we will know who amongst our ladies is qualified for the state wrestling tournament. That's what's happening, Jacob Briggs. Yeah, I don't know if it's really sunk in. I was down at Bridgeview yesterday with Tim Millage and talking with the Bridgeview staff. They are so excited. I mean, when I left there, the director and the the marketing manager, they were just so excited. We got some things up our sleeves, as you know we will. But they're really excited. But by this time next week, we're going to be really in the heart of the postseason. The girls are going to have their state qualifiers. We'll be doing the South Central Conference Rump on the River. I think we're going to start finding pairings for the boys here shortly. It won't be very long on the girls. And, you know, we're getting, I think, February 7th. So I probably have this wrong, which would be normal. Will be our last conference game, Knoxville, last conference game's coming up. And so, you know, basketball, man. But I'm the eternal optimist. You've known that, Jacob, right? When I saw the sun out this morning, I expected it to be warm. And by the way, it is. I think we're nearly 30 degrees warmer than we were a week ago.
Yeah, it's currently 29 degrees.
So wow.
And the high for the day is actually at 39.
You mean we're going to get past the freezing mark?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow. Man, this is good stuff. This is toast and the yolk. You know about toast and the yolk, don't you, Jacob?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the best things in life. One of the simplest things I've ever experienced in life is going to grandma's house, wake him up early. By the way, you ought to be getting woke up right about now, folks. Waking up early and laying on my grandma's couch and smelling bacon being cooked. And then rushing to the kitchen table and she'd have sunny side up eggs with the biggest, fattest yolk you ever seen with. Now, Jacob, you won't appreciate this, but when you grow up poor and you don't have much, fresh toast and bacon. And there was nothing better than taking that toast and dipping it in the yolk. And that's what I say. The best things in life are those toast and yolk moments. Man, we're going to get to those. We got a lot of toast and yolk moments going on right now. Girls going on. Boys playing great. Wrestling's fantastic. And by the way, the last week of youth basketball, I go to the gym and it's full of kids. What a great thing. So the future is great, and a big thank you to all. I think there's 89 teams out finishing up their last week of basketball in the youth program, from all the way from Fairfield over to Knoxville and Sheraton, all of them for Southern Iowa. And you know what? They're pulling it off today for free. How about that? So this is Toast and Yolk Saturday. We're going to take a time out. We're coming back. The fast hour on all the radio. Yes, indeed. It's going really fast. And I just took my mono log and made it mono extra long. Jacob Briggs, just for you, buddy. All right. Stay right here. You're on the fast ride. That is the Coach's Corner. Hey!
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM. Hey!
You know, texting while driving is dangerous. That's not new information. Yet most people admit to doing it anyway. Drivers are 23 times more likely to be involved in a car accident while texting. Know the facts and wait to text. The danger is real and it applies to you. Auto Owners Insurance. The no problem people. Information provided by Virginia Tech Transportation Institute.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
Hi, I'm Anna Siva, Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia. As we wrap up another year, it's a great time to reflect on what makes CVC unique and how being a cooperative truly sets us apart from other utility providers. CVC is owned by you, our members, and exists solely to serve your needs. We offer financial benefits such as capital credits, we support our local communities through Operation Roundup, and with us, every member has a voice and every vote counts equally. CVC wishes you and your family a wonderful holiday season and a bright new year.
Are you a saver or a spender? Either way, we have you covered at Community First Credit Union with two great reward checking options. Our checking accounts are about money in your pocket, not points you'll never use. Simply meet monthly qualifications to get your rewards and unlimited nationwide ATM fee refunds. And no matter what happens, there are no monthly fees or minimum balance requirements. Switch to CFirst today and let us reward you, because at CFirst, together is better. Rules and qualifications apply. CFirst is federally insured by the NCUA.
Get charged up for big savings at Menards. We carry a variety of charging options for your cell phones and devices, from extreme cables to keep your day productive. They charge two times faster than standard cables and are available in Lightning to Type-C and in between. Plus, we've got both 4-foot and 10-foot lengths for your convenience. Now through January 26th, pick one up for just $9.99.
Save big money at Menards.
At
Albia Ford, they don't just want your business. They want to blow your expectations out of the water. That's why they promise to beat any deal by $1,000. Got a better price somewhere else? Bring it to Albia Ford, and they'll not only match it, they'll crush it by a grand. Whether it's a tough Ford truck, a sleek SUV, or a sporty Jeep, your best deal is at Albia Ford, where they're right on Highway 5 and right on the money.
From high atop Albia Square, looking out all over southern Iowa, KIIC Albia.
Welcome back into the Coach's Corner. Get me the coach. Can you hear me okay?
I can't.
I got you loud and clear. Let me see what's going on with his headset. Nope. That's all right.
As long as you can hear me.
Yeah, I can. We can hear you good. You got okay. The good voice, man. You got a good voice. So when you, we'll get you on the air sometime. I mean, you'll ask better questions, too. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can't hear you through.
That's okay. Right. All right. We'll find a way, right? You've been there, right? When things don't go as planned. Although I don't know how you could say this week didn't go as planned, but you've been there in those moments when things don't go as planned. You got to adjust and improvise.
Yeah. Plenty of those moments.
Hey, a good week. Really solid wins.
Yeah. Two games on the road that super important for us moving forward. And, you know, you start at Sheraton and not an easy place to play. And, I didn't think we had great first quarters either night that we played this week, but really, really good second quarter last night. Really, really good third quarter on Tuesday. I think we won the third quarter on Tuesday 20-4. So, and like I said, you know, lots of times you go to those two gyms and, both unique environments, but, tough places to play in their own right, you know, different places, but both difficult places, and, got the outcomes that we wanted and did some really good things. I thought, especially defensively, we had some stretches in both games where we were really, really good. But again, you know, got to keep moving forward, got tough games ahead and big games ahead and just got to keep improving, finding things that we can get better at, and just keep moving in that direction.
Coach, a couple of guys I want to just talk a little bit about, one just makes me smile all the time. Spencer Madison.
Yeah.
As much as competition you have with those guys, I think they're business, want to get things done, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's this fun side about them as well. And that's a difficult thing to turn on and off, right? Is having fun and then getting serious.
Yeah. I mean, we could probably talk about that a lot, that aspect, and fantastic kids, fun kids to be around. And Spencer was great last night. Spencer's such a good defender, great athlete. I mean, he's one of those guys that you've talked about that has put the time in and gotten himself, physically ready to play varsity athletics, and big, strong kid. And we pressed last night. We had to pressure a little bit last night, and he was great. He picked up their point guard a lot there in the second quarter last night and gave him all kinds of trouble and turned him over and led to a run where we were able to get out in front there. We've got a handful of guys, we have more of these type of guys than we don't.
Yeah.
Where you don't have to worry about effort.
I mean, right.
You know they're going to play really, really hard every time they step out. And Spencer's one of them. I mean, you don't leave a game or talk to the coaches after and say, oh, I wish, why didn't Spencer play hard tonight? You never say that.
Right. Yeah.
He always plays hard. So that's kind of a luxury that we've had.
And yeah, I can't find a guy on the roster that I'd say, well, I wouldn't say, but I would, that it really just stands out and say, hey, that guy is, you know, no, I mean, and I think about a guy like Super Cooper Bradley, you know, the Georgetown bell ringer, he's full goal all the time. And some of that can be a little bit of a disadvantage because he's so physical. You can find yourself in foul trouble, but you can't, that's all he knows is go.
Yeah. And a lot of these guys, I've been with a really long time, you know, and have seen him develop and seen him play. But Cooper's always been that guy. Is that I remember, you know, he's in third and fourth grade, and there were just moments where you were like, I wish Cooper wouldn't do that, you know. And then the next trip down, he does the exact same thing, but it works.
Yeah.
You know, just full steam ahead and just like Spence, though, in the sense that he's gonna play really, really hard. And what Cooper does is something always happens.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I had to do stats a while back because I don't know if it was a huddle issue or what it was, but you know, when you do stats for Cooper Bradley, I'm not trying to combine kids here, Cooper Bradley, you're always making marks. I mean, every trip you're making some sort of mark on Cooper's sheet. You know what I mean?
So you're saying he's statistician's nightmare.
Happen. Yeah.
Yeah, the scorekeeper's nightmare.
He's making something happen every trip. So.
Another guy I just hadn't really talked about a lot this year because I kind of get sidetracked, but you can't forget him when you see him. And he's Grant Powers, man. He's such a nice kid to be around, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Big physical kid, jeez.
Yeah, he had a nice night last night. We had a size advantage last night. We were able to get him some really good touches, and he ran the court well last night. And I don't know what he had for points, but he was getting low, and we were finding him, and just a good touch around the basket. It's always really kind of had that, just a natural feel around the basket. And we challenged him and Ryan both last night. We were like, you know, we've got this advantage. You guys should both be able to run the floor. You should both be able to get low post seals, and you should really cause problems. And Ryan got in a little bit of foul trouble because we had a really good matchup for Ryan, and he was excited, but he got a couple early fouls. But he was great in the third, and Grant got some more time because of lack of fouls. And like I said, just did a fantastic job of running the floor and getting to the low post and getting great position. And we were able to find him for some easy buckets. And not, you know, when Grant catches it that low and he can get to his drop step, he's pretty tough to defend.
A big guy, right? But I almost forget they're big guys because they're not plotters.
Right.
These guys float. I mean, Grant Powers, for as big as he is, he floats.
Yeah, yeah.
And Ryan Little is just off the charts athletic.
Right, right, right. Really good feet, and you know, fortunate that they're different too.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. A couple of bigs that we bring in that are different, and you know, you start with Gage at the five, and he's completely different there too. So just a lot of versatility, a lot of different looks that we give from an offensive standpoint, and not anything that I deserve credit for, just the versatility that each kid brings offensively, the different things that they can do offensively, individually, hopefully makes us difficult to defend.
Well, you sure have been, Coach, when you look at what you guys have been able to do, and pretty decisive wins here in the season, and I think you got to finish business, but the season's... We just talked about in my monologue, you know, you're down to Centerville, Cardinal, Davis County, and then Knoxville as your conference game. So, you know, you get 2 weeks of conference games and, well, less than that.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
And you know, now we're dancing into postseason.
Right. Two weeks of conference left and then a week of non-con, and then we're right into it. You know, I mean, January is such a busy month, but it flies. And we talked about that the other day. You know, you gotta, especially with this group, you gotta slow down and you gotta enjoy the journey.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's you get caught up in the destination and you get caught up in where you want to be and what you want to accomplish. But man, you gotta enjoy every single day. You know, when you're together, and it doesn't really matter what you're doing, but when this group's together, and whether it's practice or you know, whether it's a team get together or you know, it's a bus ride, you know. These guys need to enjoy it because these are special moments and with a special group of guys, and obviously that doesn't last forever, but sometimes you get caught up in where you're going rather than enjoying where you're at.
All too often, how are you able to do that? Because I'm going to, you know, the kind of thing we haven't talked about is, obviously a position was posted for a head basketball coach, and the congratulations on being... you know, you're going to be the new AD.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is a, this is your last time too. So you're all taking this in together.
Yeah, and it's tough there because you want to do what's right by the guys, and so you're constantly wanting to, and that's how it's always been though.
Yeah,
I've always wanted to make sure that we're prepared and that I've watched enough film and I've caught as many things as I possibly can. And
well, I've tried not to bring this into the conversation because I know you deflect from it because you wanted about the guys. It was just like getting all those wins and being able to celebrate those. But
yeah,
but it's true. You're all on the same journey here.
Right. Yeah, and I think that is important. I think sometimes as a coach you don't realize you don't sit back and you don't take the time to enjoy who you're with either.
Yeah.
You know, and that it is important because in a month and a half or whatever it is, you're not going to have those moments anymore and you're going to miss them. So yeah, it's just an appreciation of where you're at, and really that fits into everybody every day.
Yeah.
You know, just
true.
Appreciating the moment that you're in and making sure that you take advantage of it.
You know, one thing we didn't get accomplished in all these years, but it's never too late, Coach, was you and Coach Winger in singlets, midcourt.
You know, right when you started that sentence, yes. I knew exactly where
you knew where I was going.
Yeah.
I feel almost ashamed, like I haven't accomplished everything that I've... And so I've still got work to do.
Yeah. Yeah,
we still have time. And you know what? A Saturday night, Bridgeview, spotlights,
the rumble on the river.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to help your ticket sales at all.
Well, we'll kick this around. We'll talk with Tim Millage later on in the program about this. I'm sure right now he's salivating with the idea. All right, some things you can't unsee, though. Coach, thanks so much. Great week of basketball. Another big week ahead. And, this is a fun season.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Coach Kevin Archer, we'll take a timeout, come back. Coach Dykes just stepped in the house. Really good week for the Lady D's once again. And we'll talk about their journey this week. And they, too, are... looking in the rearview mirror last week, but we're going to take a look at what's ahead as we move through this very fast season and a fast hour that is the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process, located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
Albia Chamber Main Street invites you to experience Albia. Shop, eat, and enjoy in our downtown district. Our local shops and restaurants and independent businesses are ready for you. So whether you're looking for a new outfit or home decor, unique gift idea, sweet treat, gift card, or a place to gather with friends and family, support local. Show your love to the businesses that support our community by following, engaging, and sharing their social media content, subscribe to their emails, or refer your friends and family. For more information about our upcoming events, local amenities, or great places to visit, check out our website, albiachambermainstreet.org, and follow us on Facebook.
Get in, get out, and get on with your day. That's how it gets done at Jim and Charlie's on North Clinton in Albia. USDA Choice Top Round Roasts are $5.49 per pound. Breakfast sausage, just $2.29 per pound. Baby back ribs, $2.99 per pound. Check out the fresh cuts of meat at Jim and Charlie's and ask about Charlie's fresh homemade broths. Jim and Charlie's on North Clinton in Albia.
At Community First Credit Union, we're always working to make banking with us easy. That's why we continue to introduce simple ways to manage your money. Square up with friends after lunch with our real-time Pay a Friend feature. Check balances on your Apple Watch. Deposit checks on the go or pay bills at midnight. We have the technology you need. Join us at c1stcu.com. Because at C1st, together is better. Download our mobile app by searching Community First CU. Federally insured by the NCUA, your mobile carrier's message and data rates may apply.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
All right, Jacob Briggs, best producer in all the business. We're going to talk to Coach Katie Dykes here in just a moment. But Jacob said, Coach Summers, do you think we ought to relive the scores from last night? And because he does a good job of prepping me up, and he puts it so that I can put it in my monologue. But what do I always forget in my monologue, Jacob?
The scores from the previous
night. Yeah, and so, yeah. So, Jacob, all right. I'm not going to do it. I'm not reading the scores. All right. So you're going to have to.
All right. Well, so Centerville girls, they beat Sheraton last night 68-46. The EBF girls, they were victorious as well against Cardinal. That was a 69-23 contest. Oskaloosa, they beat Pella Christian 49-39. And the Ottumwa girls beat Des Moines Hoover 61-21. And then, of course, Albia girls, they beat Clark 55-31.
That is Jacob Briggs, now becoming the sports voice. Good job, Jacob. Excellent job. And you typed those slow for me, too, when you typed them up, didn't you?
Tried to.
Yeah, thank you. But I still forgot to read them. Did I forget, or did I just drive right by it? You know, so you're standing on the corner, and somebody's going to pick you up, and they drive by you. Did they forget, or they just drive by? That's the question. All right, well, let's get to basketball. That's much more entertaining than the deep thoughts by Jack Handy or Jason Summers. All right, Coach, good week. And let's start with the negative. But it ain't a negative because competing with Pella Christian and something we haven't done much in the past, and you know, what a game. You guys really close against Pella Christian. I thought that was a game of opportunities, and your girls came out and competing against a really good basketball team, just came up short.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, the most of what was short was just our shot.
Yeah,
it just wouldn't fall. So I think we ended up shooting like 27%, and you're not going to win a lot of basketball games doing that. So fortunately, that's not our team. That's not how we
held them under 40, right?
So yeah, I mean, defensively we were right there, just offensively we couldn't find it. And and you're gonna have nights like that, and we've got to find ways to overcome that. But games like that help us learn what we need to do and help us grow in a lot of ways. And I think to feed that hunger, that drive for winning, because it doesn't feel good to lose. So nobody
well, that's
likes
good
the
that they,
in
it
the
doesn't
room.
Feel good to lose, yeah. Right? And you, yep. And I know that that's been part of a progression that you're putting in a program where, man, yes, I love to win, but I really despise losing. I don't yep. like losing, right?
Yep. Yep.
12-3, Coach.
Yeah.
Really good spot. Good week of basketball. Finished with two big wins in the conference on the road. Not easy to do ever,
yeah.
Right? Very,
yeah.
Very few times that you can say that you're going to have more wins on the road than losses.
Yep.
Period, right?
Yep. And having three games on the road after, you know, a three-game week last week, you know, I'd say going 2-3 is a
pretty good
week.
Finish. Yep. And putting the foes that you went up against. 12-3, only three times this year, Coach, if I have it right, that your team has given up more than 40 points. And, you know, I've been thinking about this offense and that, man, the progression, the steps that you've made of offensively and the way these girls flow. But then I was thinking about this defense.
Yeah.
Man. And I think that the defense, quite honestly, is the catapult for why your offense is scoring more points.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's, I mean, you know, defense, there's an old saying, you know, defense wins games.
Yeah.
But in our program, at least in the way that I like to coach, defense does lead to offense, which is why defense wins games,
yes.
Right? If you can get stops, not only do you have an opportunity to, you know, reduce the opponent's score, but that those stops are opportunities for
yep.
transition, to go fast, to go up tempo, to score quickly. And the more shots you get up, the more likely you are at the end of the game to have a higher score anyway, even if your shooting percentage is not great, you
right.
know. I'm not sure how many shots we got up in Pella Christian, but I don't think, you know, we shot quite as many times as we maybe normally do. And so it's important for us to get a lot of shots up, but the tempo has to be there, and that's where the defense comes in.
Yeah, and you know, there's the three phases of athletics. There's offense, defense, and then the one I think gets overlooked in football, yeah, special teams, okay, is the attitude game. And the attitude game really can manifest itself on the defensive side of the court. And when you can get the enthusiastic play on the defensive side of things, and when it frustrates the world out of your opponent,
yep.
correct?
Yep.
And then it sparks something in you.
Yeah, I think the mental game is a huge part of any sport. I do think that was part of what happened to us at Pelly Christian. You know, when you're not making shots, it's mentally tough. It can drag you down. It can drag everybody down. And then, you know, you're maybe not as excitable on defense. Now, we play great defense either way, but we play so much better.
Oh yeah, I mean, everything's
when we
contagious,
have that excitement, right? So, and we saw that against Sheraton, especially. You know, and we really just rebounded so quickly into that next game next day, even with a traveling and legs are probably already a little tired, but you know, we were unselfish and passing the ball around and. Even had different leading scorers in that game. So it's really fun to see the girls just kind of find their way with that, but use the defense to just kind of catapult us to better offense.
Rebounding, Coach, something I haven't talked about, and a lady I haven't spoken about, Ayla Green, leads your team with rebounds.
Yeah, she's fantastic. Yeah, Ayla just works so hard under the basket, and she's... You know, her in our offense, we're in a kind of four guard, one post set, and so she's really she just really battles hard down there. All of my posts do. You know, Ayla just has good positioning. She has a good eye for the ball, and then she's strong and collects it well. I thought she did a great job. I told her last night she did a great job of battling underneath there. I don't think there was a single call inside last night by the officials, and you know, I think it was a scrappy, you know, physical game, and Ayla held her own in it, and so did Madeline Van Loon. She was another one that plays kind of that middle inside post game for us, and so but yeah, Ayla, she's consistently getting 6 to 8 boards a game. It's a huge bonus for us.
Just looking at that and saying, hey, that's impressive. Coach, impressive. Again, several conference wins on the road. Let's take a peek into the week ahead. Important for you, but you guys are playing some really good basketball.
Yeah, we have senior night on Tuesday with Centerville. You know, that's going to be a tough one. Basically it determines if we get second outright or tie for second in the conference, because we've already won the first head-to-head. Yep. Obviously, they still have to, you know, they could beat Eddyville, I guess, and that could change, but... right now it doesn't look very likely that, I mean, I think Eddyville will win it outright. And so it really is that contest, like, and we get it on our home court on senior night. And that's a huge, you know, that's a huge plus for us. So we're going to get prepared for that. Centerville runs a 1-3-1, which is kind of an odd defense. And we saw a little bit of that last night against Clark. So we'll just prepare and get after it then, and then we go to Cardinal to finish out the week. We don't have a 3-game week, so it's nice that we'll have...
Yeah, that's a nice little reprieve.
Yeah, we're going to play a little kind of throwback on Wednesday and do some 6-on-6. Coach Achenbach...
What?
When he coached, he always had a yearly 6-on-6.
Did you play 6-on-6 at all?
I did not.
It was slightly before you. Yeah. Now, that's what I grew up with, obviously. Man...
So
Jacob's
we're
looking at
us
like 6-on-6. What did we talk about?
Yeah, the original basketball. Yeah, for girls. But yeah, so we'll have a moms versus kids 6-on-6 game on Wednesday, for an hour in the gym, and just to, you know, a little fun is always good, but especially this time of season.
Just one bit of advice: have some ice and maybe some oxygen bottles. I don't know, but 6-on-6, you know, the court is, you know, you didn't have to.
Yep, you don't have to run as much.
But man, 3-on-3 in the half court was a lot of moving for those girls.
Yeah, really, the official box is going to be the one that's going to be the one moving the most.
Oh, well, that's good.
Make
him work anyway, right?
So
make him
it'll
work.
It'll be good. And it's his last day. He goes to Florida. So
that's what I thought he was going on his, yes.
Yep, so we'll have some fun with that. The moms are already talking about it, so I'm excited. I think there's going to be some fierce competition.
That'll be fun. All right, Coach, great season. A lot of fun. 12-3, the Lady D's, and playing some really good basketball. We'll take a timeout. Come back. The fastest hour on all radio continues. Oh, we are over halfway through. Oh, hold on, folks. Buckle up, because it's going to be a fast final 25 when we come back to the Coach's Corner.
Hi. This is Natalie from MCG, your local internet provider. And I know what you're thinking, who likes their internet company? Well, that's where we're different. First and foremost, we're located right here in Iowa, which means local staff that lives in your community and truly cares about the service they are providing. This is why you won't be waiting around for someone to show up. We provide same-day support, and furthermore, we answer the phone when you call. You're not going to be waiting on hold or talking to a recording. Second, we offer internet that works when you need it. We have symmetrical upload and download, no data caps. You're not going to have to worry about having slow internet. Our goal is to earn your business and earn your trust. That's why we have no fine print, no hidden fees, and no introductory pricing. The price you see is what you pay. There are no surprises with MCG. So give us a try. I promise you'll love the benefits. It's what sets us apart. You can go to our website at mahaska.org and see videos of our customers who love our service. Then sign up today. It's truly that easy.
Conley and Price Dumpster Rentals in Albia. Owned and operated by Aaron Conley, Dennis Conley, and Larry Price. Serving all of southern Iowa and northern Missouri. For years, two family-owned businesses have been serving this community, and now they're introducing their newest business. Offering roll-off dumpsters for construction, commercial, and residential. Whether it's small cleanup or a major project, they've got the right dumpster for the job. Conley and Price Dumpster Rentals in Albia. The best price guaranteed.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back in. I'm going to leave the round ball and jump to the mat and put the singlet on. And head coach Darren Helm, head coach of the Albia Lady Wrestling Program, on the phone with us. Coach, all right, buddy, give us the breakdown for the week. I got to tell you, my eyes are fixed on Friday over at Central Decatur. Cannot wait.
Yeah, we're super excited. We're getting to crunch time here with postseason next Friday. So this week we've got on Monday we've got a dual tournament that Pleasantville puts on. So we'll get four dual meets there, and then we're looking forward to regionals on Friday at Central Decatur.
Coach, the health of the girls, if this time of year, every bug that's known to man gets floated around and shared, and you got that to deal with. You got the fatigue of a season, but how's the overall health of the team? And that starts to wear on the mind, too.
Yeah. Right now, honestly, I think we're probably as healthy as we've been all year. So I'm hoping that holds true. And get through Monday night and through practice this next week, and we'll give it our best shot at regional.
On Monday, will you start to really fixate on keeping the girls at their specific weight class, and you've kind of got that sorted out. At this point, I'm sure you're probably prepared for where everyone's going to be.
Yeah, it's we've got 10 girls at wrestle, and fortunately, we're filling 10 weight classes, so we've been able to get our girls separated out and most of them are at their optimal weight. So we're going to fill 10 weight classes at regional.
Coach, Central Decatur going to be a ride over there for sure. 4:00, is that correct? The official start of the tournament?
That is correct, yes.
So they kind of changed that up a little bit, and I think that may make a little bit longer night, but probably a little bit easier on the school schedule.
Yeah. We'll get out about halfway through the school day and get the girls over there and weighed in. And, it'll be different than the last couple of years, but, it's out of our control. And we talk to the girls about just controlling the things that are always within our control. So it's not one of those things we'll worry about.
Coach, year two with the ladies, what's the biggest thing that you took away and learned from last year that you're going to try to implement in your approach this year?
Just what I learned throughout the year was, I think I set expectations a little bit too low last year. Being a new first-year head coach and not knowing the girls as well as I do now, I don't think I set the expectations high enough. So, from day one, we've had high expectations and we're going to try and meet those high expectations, but these girls have a work ethic that goes along with those high expectations. So, we expect nothing but less than the best from them.
Coach, cannot wait. We'll be over there to bring all the coverage to everyone, and it's going to be so much fun. And then, of course, it's a quick turnaround for Staten the following week. It becomes really fast for you guys.
No, absolutely. It's kind of a whirlwind here at the last couple of weeks. But you know, our girls are ready and they're sharp, and you know, we're wrestling our best that we have all season. So I guess that's the best time to do it is at the end of the season. So we're going to give it everything we got.
Cannot wait. Coach Darren Helm, head coach of the Albia Lady Wrestling Program. It all begins next Friday over in Central Decatur, and we will be there to bring it all to you. Coach, thanks for stopping by, and have a good weekend.
All right. Thank you very much.
Quick timeout. We'll come back. We'll see if we can catch up with Zach Owens, head coach of the boys. And then Tim Miller's going to join us. We're going to talk Rumble on the River. One day only. Jacob Briggs down at Bridgeview, and it is going to be showtime. And we'll come right back to the Coach's Corner.
Those who appreciate the rewards of working hard and getting the job done right should know your local Kubota dealership is now hiring. If you'd like to join the Belzer Equipment team that proudly represents the most dependable equipment in America, there's never been a better time. Apply online at belzerequip.com under the careers page, or come see our family atmosphere in person on Highway 34 in Albia. Kubota, together we do more.
From fluffy pancakes and hearty omelets to burgers, salads, tenderloins, wraps, and much more, we serve up breakfast, lunch, and dinner at the Highway Restaurant in Albia on Highway 34. Whether it's a morning stack or a hearty evening meal, it's Albia's hidden gem. The perfect place to dine with family and friends in our open family-style restaurant where breakfast is served all day. Open Monday through Sunday, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. The Highway Restaurant, all day, every day. It's just that good.
You know, texting while driving is dangerous. That's not new information. Yet most people admit to doing it anyway. Drivers are 23 times more likely to be involved in a car accident while texting. Know the facts and wait to text. The danger is real and it applies to you. Auto Owners Insurance. The no problem people. Information provided by Virginia Tech Transportation Institute.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
Hi, I'm Anna C. with Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia. As we wrap up another year, it's a great time to reflect on what makes CVC unique and how being a cooperative truly sets us apart from other utility providers. CVC is owned by you, our members, and exists solely to serve your needs. We offer financial benefits such as capital credits, we support our local communities through Operation Roundup, and with us, every member has a voice and every vote counts equally. CVC wishes you and your family a wonderful holiday season and a bright new year.
Are you a saver or a spender? Either way, we have you covered at Community First Credit Union with two great reward checking options. Our checking accounts are about money in your pocket, not points you'll never use. Simply meet monthly qualifications to get your rewards and unlimited nationwide ATM fee refunds. And no matter what happens, there are no monthly fees or minimum balance requirements. Switch to CFirst today and let us reward you, because at CFirst, together is better. Rules and qualifications apply. CFirst is federally insured by the NCUA.
Get charged up for big savings at Menards. We carry a variety of charging options for your cell phones and devices, from Extreme Cables to keep your day productive. They charge two times faster than standard cables and are available in Lightning to Type-C and in between. Plus, we've got both 4-foot and 10-foot lengths for your convenience. Now through January 26th, pick one up for just $9.99.
Save big money at Menards.
The last day in January, and February's about to dance right in. What did I say, Jacob? But turn your mic on if you're going to talk to me.
Oh, you said last day in January?
Oh, yeah, last Saturday. Yeah, good call, Jacob Briggs. That's why he is getting paid the big bucks. He is, I'm the co-pilot. I don't even know what I am. I'm actually in the back seat, and I'm the guy shaking the plane, and he's trying to steer it in. Steering it in, Jacob, getting into February. By the way, we're trying to catch up with Coach Zach Owens. He is on location, I-35, where the Blue Demons are wrestling today in the I-35 tournament. Really good tournament, big tournament. Boy, it's a long day, too. you know, we're trying to catch you with him. He's got to get the airways got to bounce through the hallways and all the people that are in the building over there, and he might be Matt's side. So we knew this was going to be a challenge. We're going to talk with Tim Millage here in a second, but I thought it'd be a good time while we're waiting for Coach Owens and is to give everyone a little bit of he just texted me, says he's having a hard time getting reception. Okay, well, that might be it. You heard that beep, didn't you, Jacob?
Yes.
I normally have my phone on vibrate, but I didn't. So nobody be calling me right now. That is, somebody right now is going to get the wise idea. They've got Summers is in the phone number they're going to call. Let's look ahead at what's coming up for us, because it's going to be very, very busy. Obviously, we have basketball to cover, a couple of games every week, conference coming in to an end, but then wrestling's going to get fast and furious, and the Wrestling Outlaws will take over the airwaves. Of course, next Friday, I will be over in Central Decatur and bringing my team. We hope to have Bob Sennett for Ottumwa covering the girls in Class 2A. There's girls regional action. Those qualifiers, they'll be finding qualifiers for the state wrestling tournament. Again, Bob Sennett will be down or covering a tumble over in South Tama. I'll be over in Central Decatur with my team, and I think hopefully we can get Jason Stewart to come along with me, as well as maybe Shane Holmes, and go on that journey. Then on Saturday, Rumble on the River, South Central Conference Wrestling Tournament. That's going to be held at Bridgeview. I believe it starts at 10 o'clock. We'll check with Tim Millage here in a second to get all the details. It's going to be a ton of fun, folks. And then for the girls, next February 6th and 7th, Thursday and Friday, I'll be at Extreme Arena in Iowa City to bring you the girls' state wrestling coverage, wall-to-wall coverage. We'll have all the mats covered, and that's going to be a really busy couple of days. But I don't know if it gets any busier than February 15th, Saturday, February 15th, the day after Valentine's Day. 1A, 2A, 3A, all the wrestling coverage. Pleasantville, Ballard, Centerville, Williamsburg, and Carlisle, all going to bring all of that to you. All of it. And you'll be able to catch that games, of course, on our Thunderbolt app and the Thunder Country app on Roku, and you'll be able to pick whichever matches you want to cover or want to watch. And we'll be down in Centerville. I'll be Centerville and Davis County. We'll be wrestling in Centerville for Sigourney, Pleasantville, North Mahaska. They'll be up at Pleasantville. Sheraton, Oskaloosa, and PCM will be over at Ballard. And Jason Stewart will be there. And then we will be in Carlisle, as Bob Sennett will be bringing Carlisle, Ottumwa, Pella, and Southeast Polk coverage. All of that for you. And then, Jacob, 4 days later, we will be in, I don't think it's Wells Fargo Arena anymore. Are they changing the name after this year? It's coming up. They're going to change the name.
I believe it's in July. They'll be changing
the name. Right now, it's Wells Fargo Arena, but yes, that's going to be hard to change.
That's what I'm thinking, too.
The Casey's Donut Hole? I don't know. It's Casey's, I think, is taking over. Is that correct?
Casey's Center.
Yeah. Doesn't have the same ring as the well.
Doesn't.
Wells Fargo Arena. All right. Hey, we're going to take a timeout. I cannot wait, folks. Down at Bridgeview yesterday, the excitement they have about hosting this event. Tim Millage, the brainchild behind this, it was Sheraton's turn to host the South Central Conference, and he is super stoked, and I don't think he's sleeping, because all he's doing is waking up and dreaming of ideas and new ways to make this a great way to showcase our kids and our schools. It's going to be a ton of fun. Quick timeout. Tim Millage is going to join us, and we're going to talk Rumble on the River. The fastest hour on all radio, down to his final 10. The final 10. 10 minutes left, Jacob Briggs. They go way too fast. A nice little groove to get us out. We'll be right back. Let's do the Coach Corner.
At Albia Ford, they don't just want your business. They want to blow your expectations out of the water. That's why they promise to beat any deal by $1,000. Got a better price somewhere else? Bring it to Albia Ford, and they'll not only match it, they'll crush it by a grand. Whether it's a tough Ford truck, a sleek SUV, or a sporty Jeep, your best deal is at Albia Ford, where they're right on Highway 5 and right on the money.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
Oh, he does have the power. Yes, indeed, he's got the power. Tim Millie's the AD for Sheraton, and he's going to he is the brainchild behind putting on Rumble at the River. And Tim, good morning to you, buddy. I don't know if you know when morning starts and night ends, because I don't think you sleep.
Good morning, Jason. Yeah, there are some short nights as an administrator in the South Central Conference, for sure.
Well, then you're going to throw together and make a conference tournament that's already an outstanding tournament. You know, it's like eating a really good cake or a pie. You don't really need the whipped cream or the topping, but man, it can make it better. But you've taken this this good event and really trying to blow it up.
Well, we're trying, Jason. It's something, like you said, we have a great conference tournament already, and the ADs in the conference, we've been talking about this for a while, and this was just the year to pull the trigger, and we're going to try it. It's going to be a great event next Saturday morning at the Bridgeview Center, and we're hoping we have a lot of people show up to support our kids. And really, I've had some people say, well, why are we doing this? Why are we going there? You know, everything we do as ADs and as school employees really should be centered around our kids, and we want to really celebrate not only our conference but our kids, the sport of wrestling. We want to highlight and showcase what we got in Southern Iowa, and we know it's going to be a great tournament, and we know it's going to be fantastic for our kids. And so we're excited. You know, we're a week away. There's a little anxiety. I will be honest with you, there's some anxiety with pulling this all together as ADs and in the conference, but we're really excited about the event and the potential that this bring in years to come.
Another thing that I think is kind of the hidden good spot in this is that Bridgeview is kind of an I don't know if it gets the attention that it deserves. It's a first class facility, and they
really
they're so excited to host too. We left there yesterday. They were all full of smiles, man. They are so excited.
Yeah, you're right. I think this is twofold. It does a lot for our conference and our kids, but it also gets Southern Iowa maybe to look at the gym that is the Bridgeview Center and what they have to offer. And they have been over backwards for us. They've worked with us. They've been fantastic to work with. They're excited for the event. And, you know, I think I mentioned this a couple weeks ago. There are other conferences that are looking at and seeing what we're doing. And so this is kind of a venture that not a lot of conferences have looked at or schools have looked at. And so we feel like it also could open the door to maybe some larger type events at the Bridgeview Center or other places like that for the sport of wrestling and other events.
And don't you think, Tim, that sometimes because of what's to follow typically with a conference tournament is your districts and your sectionals, you know, in the past was districts and sectionals. Sometimes I think that maybe because there's so much emphasis on trying to get to the state tournaments that sometimes the conference tournament loses the luster that it deserves. And we haven't had that because we've had great competition within this conference. But it certainly brings back a highlight to the conference and you're trying to win your conference foes.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, we've been blessed with our conference. We have some great wrestling teams and schools in our conference. The tournament has always been fantastic. But we really want to highlight the conference tournament. And, you know, you mentioned districts. It not only really highlights our conference tournament, but it really builds our kids up for some big meets that are about to happen for them. You know, sometimes these kids step on the mat at a district tournament, and they're not in a venue like that or a spot like that very often. So we feel like this could kind of be a beginning thing for them to kind of get some experience in a big-time atmosphere, big-time tournament feel, and really give them that experience that's going to help them when they get to the district and possibly the state meet.
Tim, tell us a little bit about what time it starts, and then the seating and that type of thing. I think people are going to enjoy the fact that you're going to have some. It's going to be some really nice seating with good angles.
Yeah, the Bridgeview Center, there won't be a bad seat in the house. It starts at 10 o'clock next Saturday, tickets are $10 to get in, but that's all-day wrestling. That's JV and varsity. There's going to be a lot of wrestling happening. We do have some vendors that will be on hand to sell some merchandise. We have some clothing vendors. We have a screen printing vendor that will be there to print up some specialized tournament apparel. The food will be fantastic. The wrestling will be fantastic. And as you know, Jason, because you're a part of this, we got some things planned that I think are going to be really special for our kids and anybody that chooses to come. So we really just hope that everybody will take a Saturday morning, drive to Ottumwa, enjoy, shopping, restaurants in Ottumwa, and enjoy some good wrestling and support not only our kids, but the South Central Conference.
And then the finals, Tim, is going to be a showcase. We will not tell you all this is going to be, but I promise you, folks, it will be a finals that's been celebrated.
Yeah, we were talking about this yesterday, Jason, and I got really excited because I know that anytime we have people like you that are put on the show, it's going to be a show, and it's going to be one that not only our kids won't forget, but I don't think anybody in attendance will forget it too. So I think it's going to be really exciting, and I'm just really excited to get to next Saturday and to put this event on.
Rumble on the River. We're going to call it a groundbreaking event because I think it's going to shake up the way conferences do their tournaments, and it's going to I think it's going to transcend the way we celebrate our kids here in this conference, and I think it's going to catch on.
We certainly hope so, and I thank you, Jason, for all you've done to help, and KISC and all the sponsors, the ADs across the South Central Conference. I mentioned this a couple weeks ago, too. We're so used to competing against one another. This gives us a chance to come together and work together, and it's been fantastic. The logistics are tough. Getting wrestling mats there, workers, everything that goes into this has been a joint effort by the South Central Conference and the ADs.
And some great ADs in this conference, no doubt about it. That's Tim Millage, the athletic director at Sheraton, and the co-conspirator in the great Rumble on the River that is being built for the celebration of our kids in this great sport of wrestling. And we will be there to bring it all to you here as the Outlaws of Wrestling will take over the airs because it's February. A month to celebrate love, Jacob Briggs. And you bring in the Outlaws. Nothing says I love you like a wrestling mat, a singlet, and a couple of nitwits on the radio tormenting your ears. And we're going to be there to bring it all to you, folks. Hey, I want to thank all the coaches stopping by. Tim Millage for stopping by here this morning. And for all of you for making us a part of your Saturday. Jacob Brake, the best producer in all the business. It is time to say goodbye on this month of January. Goodbye, January. Hello, sunshine. And we will see you next week as wrestling gets underway. We'll be here on Thursday or Friday to bring you the girls' sectional wrestling. And on Saturday, Rumble on the River. Have a great Saturday.
The only all-